Hey everyone, this is Michael Zupan from BiteSizeImpressions.com. I'm here with Gabe and Gus this evening for a very short little podcast because
we're coming to you live from a fiery wreck on the internet right now.
Yeah, this stuff that's been going on today is absolutely brutal. But in a hilarious way, I'm so entertained this evening.
It is entertaining, but at the same time, like, we should not lose sight of, like, what brought about this in the first
place. Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, just for the sake of clarity here.
And speaking of clarity, just to update everybody, NeoGAF, after being absent throughout the entirety of the weekend after...
It's open for business, folks.
Yeah, after Tyler Malka was, basically... His fingers were pointed at him basically for sexual assault, for, you know, climbing into a shower with some girl who didn't want it. And there were some stories that were breaking out over like today and yesterday. Kotaku had done a little bit of reporting and they basically found out that the girl who was blaming him was an indie filmmaker who, I guess after this incident, they ended up having a brief little relationship. I guess they had sex one time and, you know, that has a lot of people online, you know, rubbing their chins and saying, why would she sleep with the guy if he was being a total sexual deviant?
Relationships are complex. Like, people should probably understand that the relationships, however healthy, however unhealthy, like, it's a complex thing.
1,000,000,000% agreed, and that's actually something that we had mentioned on the last podcast where we had about a 40-minute conversation about this whole thing to begin with. Like, you know, when you brought up the Asia Argento thing and Gay was like, fucking Italians know why, and we're like, dude, just because she had a 5-year relationship with Weinstein didn't mean...
No, I know. Just very quick, the point I was trying to make is that everyone now talks about her, which took advantage of the situation, and nobody's talking about a real victim, which is another Italian actress, which was actually trapped into that situation in a very, very bad way. But let's close this parenthesis.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, really, really, the bigger thing, too, was that earlier, yesterday or today, Waypoint's Patrick Klepek actually, like, got Tyler Malka, aka Eva Lore, to talk to him, like, in an email exchange, and that was, like, basically the first of anything we had heard from him ever since the forum shut down and all that. And basically, and if you find the article, Malka basically doubles down on, like, everything he says, and even threw this woman under the bus and played the mental illness card on her.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
And NeoGAF still hadn't opened up until like maybe 20 minutes ago. And he doubled down on it. And then finally, like, he released his official statement on the website, which, if you don't want to go to NeoGAF, like, if you don't want to give them the traffic, like, you can go to Kotaku because they quoted the whole thing.
Yeah, they did. But first, the Waypoint thing that you mentioned. This was before he addressed anything with his community, which is where the fire was really, you know, burning the fucking warehouse down, you know. But the Waypoint article, Klepek wrote, Malka has not publicly commented on the allegations, but in a series of email exchanges with me over the weekend, he pushed back against the story. The two have not spoken in years, according to Malka. He called Loop, L-E-U-P-P, a deeply disturbed, malicious individual, a characterization in an interview with me today, attributed to Malka's attempts to gaslight people over his own behavior. He said, it's been a perfect storm of misanthropy and opportunism, said Malka, who described the accusations as totally ridiculous and baseless. As for the incident described by Loop, Malka called it totally harmonious and consensual. She's throwing up and she's in the shower. It didn't sound like it was probably even a thought in her head that she wanted to have sex at the time, but whatever.
Yo, this lady was throwing up according to the details, and this dude still thought it okay to, like, make a move. Mm-hmm. Like, think about that.
But Loop said that she made no indication that the night was to turn sexual. And she said, I pretty clearly remember closing the door. Maybe not closing it all the way, but closing it enough so that I was protected. I wasn't getting naked in front of him and then going, oh, I'm going to puke. You want to come in the shower with me? That's fucking gross. She called his insistence that such an advance was consensual delusional. But then, you know, the rest of the article basically has a lot of back and forth between, you know, he said, she said kind of stuff. And yeah, Malka completely doubles down on all of this. He basically says that, like, he basically goes right to the point of saying she's basically mentally ill, that she's got lots of major fucking problems.
Now, in these cases, a lot of people like to play, like a lot of people, mostly men, like to play the receipts card, like where's the evidence, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Taking that into the equation, does that really then matter when you respond in such a, like, such an abhorrent way? Like, you know, double down on this and you don't own up to it. You don't try to, like, better yourself for it. Like, you just come off like a complete asshole.
Right. Regardless of what
happened or what didn't happen. Like, right. This is your response.
Most of his mod team, if not all of them, had completely abandoned ship because they didn't buy whatever it was he was trying to sell them in the private part of the forum meant for the team.
And they actually they wanted to leave before that, after the incident with the other mod.
Yeah, but they didn't. Down. But,
and then they did not, you know,
yeah, so because fuck they had a, them. Okay.
They had a sense of community.
Which is one thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gabe.
Okay. Apparently, the explanation he gave on the statement is different to the one from the one that he gave to the mods. That's what some people that are in contact with both worlds are saying.
Yeah.
Of course it is. And that's to be expected. I mean, you had mentioned, based on some of your sleuthing the other night, Gabe, that there was something involved with her being jealous because there was some weird, like, love triangle cult thing that was going on, and that's what they didn't buy. But there was no mention of any sort of stuff like that. Basically, what happened, according to Malka, was that, you know, during the E3 trip, I guess, you know, he and another woman they hit it off quite well, and it made the accuser here, Miss Loop, the indie filmmaker, pretty, well, I guess, according to Malka, you know, crazy. And it's what caused her to have a couple of meltdowns and blah, blah, blah. Again, more he says, she said bullshit. So, yeah, as I was saying, though, yeah, his team left. And there were people who were just writing on that forum before it was completely shut down saying, hey, you know, fucking ban me from this place. You're a disgusting pig. And this is his first comment. This is how he, like, regardless of how innocent he thinks he is, the fucking bravado on this guy, like, to come out.
The gall.
Right.
And like, it's hard. And, you know, like, we do this podcast, we all chat because we're friends and having a normal conversation. So there's still, like, that weird, there's still that, like, feeling of, like, how far do we, like, editorialize ourselves? But, like, the statement that he had then put out on his site is just, like, a whole load of nothing that just completely ignores his role and his actions, whatever they may have been. And there's just no sign of him, like, looking within himself.
I have a question also. Like, he said there's plenty of witnesses. Now, where do these witnesses fit inside a fucking shower? It's not clear to me. Like, is it a legit question?
Whatever his information is.
I also had people corroborating this the incident too.
Right.
So, you know, like,
people corroborating the previous one as well. Like, a guy came out and said, if it wasn't for him, it would have been like, people would have been punched in the face, you know, for the ass grabbing and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but, look, here's the thing. I'm a little tipsy, by the way. You both know I don't drink. Like, I drink like a sip of champagne in New Year's Eve. But my lady got this beer, which is made with honey, and it's fucking amazing. I love honey. And so, yeah, I'm tipsy.
Nice. Anyway, that's not the only beer you've had, is it?
Yeah.
And you're tipsy off of that. Okay.
I never drink, so I'm lost now. No, okay, I got it. I've had, like, real talk now, big talk. I've had and girls, okay?
Like, oh, here we go.
I slept with so many girls, and yet I've never, ever, not a single time, been accused of molesting anyone. So whenever someone is accused of being a molester, I can't help but think there's some truth, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not shit that just happens.
It's like it's bred of something, of some sort of behavior.
Yeah, for sure.
Like maybe you in the hypothetical sense, like hadn't done it before, but maybe you've elicited behavior that, like, when you do eventually pull something off like that, like, no one is surprised, or certain people aren't surprised.
Gabe's comment presents an interesting point, though, in a way, because, you know, according to the accuser in this case, because she has also spoken in that Waypoint article with the reporter, Patrick Klepek, and she basically said, like, she just wants to be left alone at this point because she didn't mean for all of this to happen. She wasn't trying to, like, you know, have all this crazy stuff, like, happen to Tyler Malka, because she knows that bringing this to light is not just throwing him under the bus, but it's just bringing a bunch of stress into her life as well. And that's not what her intention was. However, again, being a part of this post Harvey Weinstein world, you know, there is this blame culture that is going on right now. And that's one thing that, you know, usually worries me when this stuff gets kickstarted, because, you know, it's nice to have the swamp drained, so to speak. But at the same time, you're also going to have other people that are grouping themselves into that category to get noticed, to have some attention. They're going to make stuff up, or there's people who genuinely actually really don't even understand how the consent things works. Like, there's examples online of people who say, hey, you know, you raped me. And this person's like, no, you really were not raped. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What is it that you think you're talking about? And they're like, well, this and this happened. And they're like, no, that's not rape. You can't say that. You're going to ruin someone's fucking life. So, you know, recently, because of the Harvey Weinstein stuff, there was this hashtag going around everywhere, Me Too, hashtag Me Too. And, you know, that was huge on Twitter. It was happening on Facebook. I've seen a lot of people that I know post on that as well. I'm sure you guys have as well. And, you know, it's nice that it's spreading awareness. And that's what this girl was trying to do. She was not trying to get this train that started.
It was a private post.
It was. And now all this has happened, and it's like, you know, she didn't really have anything to gain because she wasn't going public about this, you know? So you have to, again, take her story into consideration, because it's not like she went to the press with this thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I tend to believe her, you know?
Yeah, because I actually don't even know how, like, the screen cap even got out, if it was, like, her friends. Well, friends at the very least, like kind of nudged her to name who it is. And then she chose to, you know, volunteer who the person was. But I don't know if it was ever mentioned, like, how the screenshot of that conversation even, like, got out there.
We have to be super careful in this world with blame culture. And I say that because...
I know what you're saying. I'm not trying to, like, assign any blame to anything. It's just like...
No, I mean, I believe her. I was just making that point based on what Gabe said before. Because it just got that thought process going in my brain. Because I've been the victim of that myself. Not to that extent, but, like, I used to be a manager at a retail establishment. And we were getting a lot of complaints about this, you know, one girl who it was a toy store, and she would be up at the front of the store, and you're always supposed to demo a toy while you're standing up there when there's no customers in the store. She always used a hula hoop, and she would hula hoop very provocatively. It was not appropriate. So customers would complain because they're walking into the store with their kid, and there's some girl like practically like grinding with a hula hoop. It was crazy. And so I went into the store one day, and I saw her doing this, and you know, I walked up to her, no customers were around or anything. It was like, hey, you know, just so you know, we've been having complaints from customers about the way that you're, you know, doing this up at the front of the store. You know, I'm not saying you can't hula hoop up here anymore, but, you know, I'd appreciate it if you would hula nicely. And, you know, I left it at that. And the next thing I know, she's running to the back of the store, crying her eyes out. And then the manager comes out from the back, the general manager comes out, and she's like, so yeah, she's back there and she's crying right now. And I was like, oh geez. And she's like, yeah, did you call her a slut? And I was like, no, I did not call her a slut. And
I totally did admit it, dude.
Look, I was so stunned and so scared in the moment that like I thought I did. And for the longest time, I thought I did, but I could not place or remember having ever done it. And I came to the realization at some point, like, no, I never called this girl a slut. And I mean, it's just when I'm at work, I'm very professional. I don't behave that way at work. I never have. And like, and I had no reason to call her a slut. However, she didn't like me, I don't think, because I was the only person on the staff that would actually make this girl work on the clock. Okay. I'd see her just kind of skipping up and down the aisles when she should have been straightening the shelves. And I'd be like, you know, you mind doing something while you're there? Like, I need you to straighten the shelves. Thanks. You know? And she always like rolled her eyes and she gave me an attitude about it, but I was the only one who made this person work. And she didn't like me, you know? But I ended up having to bear the brunt of the bad situation because, you know, her parents got involved. I had to get moved to a different store and everything. You know, I didn't do anything, but because somebody decided to use, you know, sexual blame in their favor, they got rid of their problem, you know? That's something that's always going to fucking piss me off whenever I think about it. But that's, you know, some people are that evil and vindictive. I don't think it's true in this case with the Tyler Malka and his accuser thing. I think that actually happened. But speaking of, here is his statement that he posted just earlier this evening around 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's, it's not that long.
I'd rather read the shit posts.
We'll get to that. Okay. But his statement was, an allegation of sexual misconduct has been made against me by an ex. It's not true. The individual making the accusation isn't credible. The story doesn't reconcile logically with the facts, which nobody knows what they are. And there's plenty of evidence and witnesses to corroborate that. Conveniently, they're nowhere here. It'll be a process. All allegations of this nature are serious, of course. I first got word of it on blah, 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 blah. He goes on to the story of everything that happened. Let me see where he picks up with some sort of relevancy here. He just basically goes on this big yarn about, like, the timeline of events that happened over the course of the weekend.
And he didn't put the fires out quickly enough and all a bunch of stuff. It, like, yeah, he basically... It goes on to just say, like, oh, we then shut the site down for maintenance, and we're going to be a new fucking maintenance. It's like this, it's almost fascist-esque in a way, where we're going to be a new NeoGAF. It's all going to be better, and we're not going to have off-topic, and no social or political chat, because fuck that. And now it's inconvenient for him to talk about the issues.
And he just kind of sort of waved it off like no big deal by like blaming the blame culture sort of aspect of it again. He says, we've all become increasingly stressed and weary this year in ways even I'm not accustomed to by now. And discussions on heated news, political issues, and social issues on the off-topic side of the site have become areas no one has wanted to moderate in the open for fear of backlash or just general exposure to the inevitable toxicity. I've gone in there myself to take the heat since it's very much my responsibility to do so before anyone else's. But there's been little headway, mostly just more anger and resentment and a lot of bans, blah, 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 blah. He makes no effort, no attempt, you know, to like use this as a teachable moment for him, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, that's and
that's not the kind of person he is, and he has shown that in the past.
Yeah. He basically said in the Waypoint article too, I can't find it right now just by scrolling through it, but he basically said like, I didn't do anything wrong. I've got nowhere to hide. You know, I'm not going anywhere. Business is going to continue as usual with me at the helm. He said something to that effect, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Not word for word, but that was, you know, paraphrased. That's basically what he said. And being that was the first thing that came out was just crazy to me. Crazy. So yeah, you know, since the site went back live finally after a lot of question marks over the weekend, predictably, this place is a dumpster fire. NeoGAF.com is a fucking dumpster fire this evening. Yeah, the only part of the forum that's actually open right now is the gaming forum. So in order to sort of
communities and all that.
Yeah. In order to kind of skirt around not being able to talk about things because it's the gaming forum, a lot of people are posting like fake video game name threads and making it all like friend in the shower related.
Yep.
Yeah. Like there was like,
some of them were just straight up throwing shade at him, like not even being like, at all subtle about it, which is whatever. It's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many locked things here.
Yeah. Jesus. A lot of locked threads, a lot of bans.
Here's like, a thread.
Disclosure. Go ahead.
Eat my entire ass, Melka. There's a nice thread.
Yeah. Disclosure.
My favorite Mario RPG, but that part where TEC watches Peach while she showers messed up.
A predator walks into a shower. There's people starting threads just requesting to have their accounts banned, you know, just as a statement.
Do you think it will ever go back to normal? Like, is it savable, the situation?
You know, it seems like...
It's never going to have, like, that clout. I don't think that it can ever get that kind of clout that it kind of built up over the last, like, almost 20 years that this site has been up.
No, I don't think so. I mean, when you know, in the video game developer community, I mean, for example, we saw earlier this year people, you know, beginning to rally against PewDiePie a little bit because of his anti-Semitic bullshit. And with a case like this, I think developers, you know, even Cliff Bleszinski, like years ago, you know, and he reminded us all of this, by the way, just the other day, but he made a post basically saying, you know, hey, just a little secret for you guys over at NeoGAF. A lot of my developer friends, when we get together, we all get together and talk about you guys, and we think you're a bunch of cunts. Like, that was basically his comment, mostly paraphrased, but also mostly word for word. And he retweeted that the other day and then wrote, so how did that work out for you? Like,
it's true, you know. By the way. Many, many developers I've spoken to, they just couldn't stand NeoGAF.
Oh my god, this thread is called The Dark Souls of Shower Rape.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
Also, like, if you don't want to give like NeoGAF the traffic, or you never did, like, you can go like Twitter and look up NESBot_feed or NeoGAF new thread, and they'll just show you like old threads that are just popping up left and right now. Because I mean, I've seen a car wreck happen in real time, and this is the equivalent of that right now.
But I don't
want to help the victim here.
Right. To answer the question, though, I don't know if this site's never going to recover to like the point it was. I mean, I guess things have not been quite as impressive on the forum in the last year or so as they used to be. You know, again, you know, a lot of developers, some were still there, but a lot have walked away. A lot of the insiders were no longer on there because they were banned or they decided to walk as well. But you know, there were still a ton of people who went there and like to talk about games and stuff. And so many people have walked to the point where there's actually underground chat right now that's actually been making some news. There's a new website that's being made by a lot of the moderators who were on NeoGAF.
Moderators and some of the like more prominent community members.
Right, like Z-Huge, EX, and you know, other prominent names that used to be there.
Yeah.
They're making a website called Resetera. Reset ERA, Reset Era. It's kind of clever. But they're already experiencing some blowback from getting this going because, you know, they're all compiling everything together right now on through Discord channels. And there's more than one channel. There's the main Resetera Discord channel, which you need an invite to. But I think because they've been getting some trolling going on, they're not inviting people at the moment anymore. And there's another, at least one other Discord channel that's set up for people to be just to be able to chat. But I guess the Resetera Discord channel has had usernames pulled from it who are going to be signing up for the website, and a lot of their information has actually been getting posted online. So yep. I don't think it's like a full-on like doxing that's been going on, but I think it's been posting like where everybody has like accounts set up online and stuff like that. It's pretty fucked up that that's happening already, and this was going on before Evilore had even put NeoGAF back online. Like, they didn't even know what the future of this site was going to be. And, like, there's already, like, threats of doxing and shit going on just because you're affiliated with a channel on Discord. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you saying gamers are the worst?
You know?
Oh, boy.
You know? On this podcast, I probably shouldn't go down that road of discussion, but they certainly can be.
They don't help their cause. They don't help.
No, I was on the Discord channel earlier today, and somebody was like arguing about like, hey, the conversation was basically about, hey, I'm poor. I don't have a lot of money to buy games. So I'm going to buy stuff like Destiny because I know it's going to give me unlimited hours of play.
Fuck you.
Right. And I said, listen, why don't you just buy a better game? You know, like for me, like I'd rather sit down and play a 6-hour quality game instead of a 50-hour padded to shit game any day of the week. Like, give me Hellblade over, you know, whatever Grindfest is out there, Destiny 2, for example. And they're like, well, you know, I don't like the replay games. I'm like, yeah, but if you're playing Destiny 2, you are replaying the same exact content over and over and over again. So what's the difference? You know? So like gamers can kind of be the worst.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going with that.
The problem for me, like real talk again, look me in the eye.
You should check out some of the links I've been posted.
Yeah. I'm clicking on them. The problem is the, when games became mainstream, there was this huge influx of fucking idiots. Because I swear to God that when I was like in my teens and even the early 20s, I swear to God, gamers were not this retarded. Like, I think that's the reason why they don't put instruction manuals anymore in games. They can't even fucking read properly. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure it has more to do with them saving money by not making instruction booklets and then putting them in the packaging.
They're also making games that don't require instructions. Like back in my days, playing Old Man Gabe, I mean, I remember games that had instructions booklet this tall, this big, this thick. Sorry. Fuck you.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, though. Like, yeah, there used to be some pretty substantial. Yeah. And, you know, there's actually like a market for old instruction manuals because, like, if you think back just off the top of my head, like the original Legend of Zelda instruction booklet, like it included the story of the game with the lore, with nice artwork inside. You know, those things used to not just be like, hey, here's the. Like, if you do get an instruction manual in a game today, it's rare, but I think it happens once in a very blue moon. It's basically just like a slip with like a controller on it pointing out what the buttons do. But these booklets back then used to give you the story. They used to give you a rundown of what all the characters and were in the game, all the enemies that you were going to be facing against, and what their weaknesses might be, stuff like that. And they even gave you a page in the back to write your own notes down. Like, you know, they were substantial back in the day. And now it's like a lost art, you know, at least when you were buying games on Nintendo's Virtual Console, even though that's going to be going away, you could at least hit like the home button on your Wii U gamepad and you could look at a digital copy of that instruction manual while you're playing the game, you know? So at least there's somebody out there who understands the importance about that stuff. But like, if I go to my local retro game shop, they have a whole bin just of instruction manuals, you know, in case you wanted to buy one, and they go for pretty cheap too. So, you know, if you really have a hankering for that stuff, there is a market out there for that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of gamers sort of being the worst, there's actually some people who are actually trying to make legitimate posts in NeoGAF to like kind of pretend like nothing's wrong. Let's just be business as usual again, guys.
Good luck.
Let's not open new threads until the situation is sorted. Yeah, because you're not going to get shit posting in the existing ones, right?
Here's the thing, okay, as I'm watching these threads post and pop up. What do you think was going to happen? But B, why, if after a serious, like actual, like serious allegation, why would you even, and you had to shut the site down, why would you even think of like opening up your site within the 3-day time span and not like stay low key for a while and then work on I don't know what and then reopen that shit?
There's people who clearly don't get the joke going on sometimes, because there's a thread called "I dropped my Switch in the bath and now it's broken." And they made like a seemingly like legit post, but I think that's just to sort of try and like circumnavigate a ban. And someone's like, buy a new one and send the old one in for repair, then sell it once it's back, and then you transfer all your stuff. And then, like, one other person made a legitimate response for this, too. It's like, you don't understand what the bath reference is here? Really? Yeah. You don't know where Gaff went over the weekend? Like, where have you guys been?
There are some people that I knew today who still, like, were not caught up on that stuff. And
oh, really?
Yeah, like I had people who knew, like they just did not, and they were GAF members, like they were current at the time, and had not at all been aware like what had been going down over the weekend. Like they were popping in the Discord chats I've been in, and like after we show them, and then like once his statements, Malka's statements started coming out, then it really took a turn.
Unwanted sexual advance in the shower simulator. That's a thread.
Yep.
Wait, I saved some. Yeah.
Oh, this one's right to the point. Evil lore is fucking garbage.
There was the official topic of evil lore has no penis.
Evil lore wins creepiest female shower scene award. David Cage snubbed.
My favorite one so far. I don't know if you guys are aware of this joke on NeoGAF where like some weird news story happens and it's like, oh, did it happen at GAF, usually being Germany, Australia, or Florida. So the thread title is GAF, man pride full of sites progressive stance, backpedals when convenient, Austin, as it turns out.
I've also seen a couple of those. Evil Lord just shot himself in the foot. You remember that meme?
Real talk, that's how I ended up joining that site.
Yeah.
that's what actually, like, how I even referred to that site.
Was it Square Enix?
Because Square Enix had announced Final Fantasy 13 going to Xbox 360.
Yeah, exactly.
And this was before Sony, like, kind of reinvented themselves with the PS3, because the PS3 was still kind of like a joke at that point.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting evening with all this stuff going on.
I mean, like, in this weird way, like, you know, like, I try not to be that type to be dancing on graves and shit. And who knows, maybe eventually, like, Malka will get this
shit running. Totally that person, so I can do it for, so I can do it.
In this instance, like, that's fine. Like, I'm not even trying to argue a counterpoint, but it's just, like, basically what I, one saying I firmly believe, you reap what you sow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you ever have trouble with that, I can do enough dancing on graves for the both of us. Don't worry. I can be quite vindictive. Like when this shit started going down and he was accused, like the first thing that I did was I posted the thing on my site and then I linked it to Anita Sarkeesian.
Did you see the one image I had just posted earlier?
Which one? The one of Grimace or
no? The one about Seaboat.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Which, like, if that's true, like, makes all the sense in the world. Oh,
yeah. Seaboat was an admin account to disseminate leaks. It wasn't a real person. It never was. There's a reason it died when Bish left. Ban me. Fuck off, Evilore.
Yeah.
That whole Seaboat thing was crazy.
So Seaboat, yeah. Seaboat was never a person. I mean, that makes fucking sense to me. Like, of course, like, what fucking leaker, like, types the weirdest shit out?
Wait, I missed it. What about Seaboat?
Seaboat was never apparently like a real person. It was like an administrator, like using this burner account to like basically sprinkle the leaks out. But Seaboat always wrote leaks in like those weird ways where like, so that like lawyers, I guess, couldn't get on his case.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Bishop TL, who was one of the more, who I think was an administrator, and then he left eventually. So he left and then Seaboat basically died out.
I remember when Seaboat was like this really big deal for a while because, I mean, it was like, it sounded like underground CIA type shit infiltrating the fucking forum. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Because it was like targeting like specific people, like, you know, leakers, basically, you know, insiders, you know, in order to try and get them in trouble or to get them to be, you know, less relevant in the gaming community, because obviously companies don't like it when their shit leaks early. And you know what? I was actually thinking about it the other day. I kind of feel bad about like the reboot of the Batman game, because I almost feel like we might have been the reason why that shit got rebooted.
No.
Too much information about the game had leaked.
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah, there was a lot of buzz around it. Like, yeah, there were some vocal people against the Damian Wayne thing, but the majority of people were on board with it. So, I don't know. No, I don't think it's. I don't even know if it is being rebooted. So,
yeah, maybe we should try and get some information just to satisfy our curiosity. Because now the conversation about that game has been picking up again within like the last week or two. I've been getting.
Which game is this? Sorry.
The Batman game. Yeah, because I had a couple of requests come my way for information. One got posted on the website, and then another one came to me privately. And you know, I still get a request every once in a while through a private message on Twitter or something like that. The people nowadays are being a little bit more respectful, because I don't think they actually like expect anything from me anymore. Because I straight up said a long time ago, like, I'm not fucking doing this shit anymore. Have fun, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this like big stupid smile on your face, Gabe.
And I'm the only one on camera, first of all.
And yeah, my camera's not even plugged in USB, otherwise mine'd be on.
It's 5:30 AM here, so fuck you.
You're too happy for 5:30 in the morning. It must be that sweet honey beer you've got.
Dude, it's amazing. It's killer. It's amazing. It's called 32 Nectar. Get it?
Yeah, wheat and honey, they're natural allies. So
it's fucking amazing.
If it wouldn't destroy me with acid reflux, I'd love to try it. But you know.
So I asked the chat, because before you asked me, what is this chat anyway? So I asked the chat to give me a definition of the chat.
You don't know what it is?
The definition. I wanted the boys to tell me, you know.
Oh, geez, you do answer to someone else. Look at this.
I was invited there, but they were already there. So it's just right that they come up with the definition. And he came, one of the guys, Noctis, came out with a big definition, way too long for me to read it all. So I asked him, make it five words. And he went with life, games, chicks, Sony, and advice. And then he added, Nintendo is dead, because I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo's real dead. They're doing terrible with that Nintendo Switch, don't you know? They're going to be even doing worse when Super Mario Odyssey comes out on Friday.
Am I the only one left with no Switch and no interest in buying one?
Okay, yeah, we have pretty a thread much. That has the N-word in it. Great.
Oh, what? That's not cool. Yep. Is it the thread title?
How many of you hate the N-word, though? It just got locked, actually.
Shoot. Oh, they actually write it out, too. How many of you hate N-word, though? Question mark. Yeah.
You know, you can say the word when you're reading a fucking, you know?
I don't like
saying it. I'm just not going down that road.
You fuckers empowering that word. God damn it.
You say it then, you fucker. I'm not going to do it for you.
So that's the thread, okay? I didn't write it. I didn't post it, so...
Oh boy. So what's your email address for anybody who wants to send you hate mail?
Wait for it, because apparently I have a news. I might be doing the review of Monster Hunter World, and if it's going to have loot boxes, I'm sure I'm going to have hate mail for that.
Wait a second. Back up a second.
What?
How are you involved with writing a review for this game? You're no longer...
Well, I am still there somehow, so...
Really?
You know better than anyone else, dude, than to ask me this. Like,
no, I thought you were completely finito.
No, well, my publisher is still the same. I mean,
Jesus Christ, you're a mess.
If you hear me chuckling, it's not a game. I'm just addicted to browsing this dumpster fire.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I don't want to go to bed tonight, but like I have to, and soon.
Oh man, this one is fucking gold. Hold on, I have two browsers open because I have ad block on Chrome.
Do you guys know when this reset era is gonna go live?
They don't have an ETA because of some technical issues. Last I heard,
right. I mean, and one of those technical issues is probably making sure there's protection in place, because as I was saying earlier, fucking doxing threats and everything in that official Resetera Discord. So, they're probably trying to do the best that they can to make sure that people are as protected as they can be when they get on that forum.
I should totally be a moderator there. Right?
Well, you're home all day, every day, so...
I'm old. I have a lady. I'm not into kids. I mean, perfect, right?
I'm not sure how some of those things equal a qualification for moderating, but okay.
What?
I'm not sure how having a girlfriend equals, oh yes, I must be an amazing moderator. Is that because like you constantly know how to like, you know, avoid, you know, stressful conversations all the time? You know how to tiptoe around things?
Yep.
Man.
I think she just went to pee.
Yeah.
She's probably going to pop out and say, can you keep it quieter, please?
You'd be like, honey, the sun's going to be rising soon. Don't worry. You don't have much sleep left anyway. Yeah. So I don't really have anything to add. This was just an update on the dumpster fire situation that is NeoGAF. I can't believe that motherfucker actually brought the site back.
Yeah, I can, but I can't believe like he had the audacity to do it so soon. And with so the worst soon. And with the worst fucking like follow-up statement of like the only person who would outdo him in this is the President of the United States.
Yeah, I don't know. They might be related at this point, the way that they're fucking going off here. It's crazy. I'm surprised. I don't think Anita Sarkeesian has actually tackled this yet. I was surprised. I've been trying to like look at her Twitter account over the, throughout the course of the day to see what she had to say about this. Because
you don't understand how she works. She first starts to start a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe, and then go, "Hey, I'm making this video, this shitty 5 minutes video about NeoGAF. Give me $1 million, please." And then she will tackle it.
Oh yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Yeah, like she's got posts about Dishonored, Star Trek Disco, whatever the hell, because she's talking about Star Trek Discovery.
Oh.
But yeah, no, nothing about this. And the reason why I was actually surprised though is because I think, you know, he's had some words for her before. So
RTTP Skyfall, James Bond is a fucking gross guy sneaking on a woman.
Yeah. I have to be honest, that when I first heard of that incident, that fucking scene is exactly what came to mind, man. And it's actually not a sexy scene in that movie. It is actually like fucking creepy.
It's also in fucking, oh god, Hitman Absolution at the beginning. It's a scene.
Oh, in the menu, right? Or something? Yep. There's an animation in the, there's a shower animation in the menu.
It's the first video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thread. Today I learned sexual harassment is making your move.
Yeah.
I could stay here all day and do this.
Yeah, it's so bad that this is all going to be gone very soon. God damn.
Yeah, he's going to have to do, like, I'm curious because I'd like to know if he's got a moderating team at all. Like, I know there's the mod bot thing, which is not a person, as Gus clarified to me, you know? I mean, it's in the name, but...
Got bees in my ass. Please help. I don't want bees in my ass. Eat my bee ass, Malcolm. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, unrelated news, just because there's a Lego thread here. Lego Dimensions died.
Lego Dimensions died, and then there's, like, some news... If only we had a gaming forum that wasn't shitty and we could get these kinds of news articles right away. Lego Dimensions is no more. And then another story. I don't know what the full story, but like Wall Street Journal had something about Capcom. And apparently they're just in dire straits right now.
Jeez, I wonder why.
They are. Like, if Monster Hunter World bombs...
Like, they're alleging, like, straight up, you know, that they could be bought out at some point.
So for sure they're going to put loot boxes in it, right?
But that's not, like, I don't know why that's a news, because I don't know if Mike remembers, but I was telling him this back when they disclosed the contract with Sony about Street Fighter to have Capcom publish it.
You know what, though? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
I feel like this is a weird thing because we were talking quite a bit about loot boxes and stuff on the other podcast. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you put loot boxes in a Monster Hunter game, you are fucking yourself over.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's different. I mean, loot boxes is putting loot boxes, but like people who buy like Ultimate Team shit in FIFA and Madden are not the people who play like Monster Hunter, because people who play like Monster Hunter, like the niche audience, are like far more, I guess I'll use the word hardcore just for the sake of clarity, where like they're like people on the internet, like, you know, like people who post on like GAF and stuff, where like they have their own kind of niche sense of gaming, and I feel like if you like putting loot boxes is kind of like a death sentence for that game if that happens, because it's not going to be, because more casual people aren't going to really pick that kind of game up the way they're going to pick up like Overwatch or Madden or even whatever EA game gets thrown out into the mix.
Shadow of War did it.
Yeah, Shadow of War is a game that's going to reach like a super mass audience, you know, and like Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter does well, like, don't get me wrong, but, like, not like that kind of audience, I feel.
But, you know, as sad as it would make Gabe, since he's such a fan, he himself said it is the perfect game for loot boxes, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a smart business decision, Capcom should totally do it.
It's going to be the last Monster Hunter, though, if they do it.
Oh, you think so?
Dude, Monster Hunter, like, you know I hate Capcom. But that's going to be a day one game for me because for 13 years, Monster Hunter games, every single one, they had free DLC for months. Every single one, like new quests, new events. Like, they were very good in supporting those games. So if they added loot boxes and became shitty all of a sudden, that would be a fucking whoa.
But those games mostly were not like, when they were on a major console over here, they were,
you they know, haven't been on a major console for a long, long time.
Like there was one on the Wii U.
Yeah, well.
But I think it was the same game that was also on the 3DS. And that's where a lot of Monster Hunter has been here in the United States for a while, like the Nintendo platforms.
Yeah.
This is going to be like the first like huge Monster Hunter game that's going to be on like the primary platforms in a long time. And it's going to be open world at that. Motherfucker, you're getting loot boxes.
No, come on. You're
getting loot boxes, motherfucker.
That's why I'm drinking. Need to forget.
You're not going to forget. You're just going to be screaming at me tomorrow for buying some other game, which by the way, I was contemplating. I still want my Star Wars pew, 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 pew. I still want to have that. I still want to have fun playing that game, but I'm thinking about taking the money that I have down so far on Star Wars and putting it towards Wolfenstein this Friday.
Oh, that'd be a good move.
It would be. I knew you would approve of that because fucking Wolfenstein was amazing.
Yeah.
Great single player game. This is going to be a great single player game, and I get to kill lots of fucking Nazis, but I won't be able to play this game again until my Xbox, because that's what I would buy it for. That's where all my third party shit's going to go now. Xbox.
Whoa, hold up. I found a very interesting post here.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. Toast here, who says, if you can't provide evidence, then like I've said before to others, he deserves a second chance. Some of us have done worse.
Wow.
You think that one, but like, oh my God.
Wow. That is, what thread is that in?
The State of NeoGAF. So this is the sticky thread.
That is an insane. I'm going to need a stick person shower diagram with some colored noise lines to understand all this.
I feel so stupid that I wasn't browsing that thread. Like, that must have had some gold in there, right?
Well, apparently there is based on what he just read.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oof. Somebody wrote, what about the pedophile? You remember his real name yet? Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, like this place is on fucking fire. It's in flames. Like I don't know like what he was thinking, just being like, nothing to see here, guys. Let's reopen now. I know it's gonna be a little tough for a little bit, but he's got his fucking work cut out for him. He's probably in like in a panic room somewhere, surrounded by like 15 computers and like
I don't think it's that guy. I think he's super.
I think he thinks like he's got the upper hand.
Yeah, I think he thinks he's got everything under control. Like,
I'm just talking about moderating this place. That's all. I'm not saying he went into hiding. I'm just saying like I don't know how he like can keep up with any of this into like any reasonable degree. I think there's some sort of stipulation like you can only make one post every 10 minutes, and I think that's probably done to keep every 1 minute.
Every like 60 seconds, I think.
Oh, see, I read somewhere else it was 10 minutes.
What? What's 10 minutes?
I thought, well, because like if you could do only one post every 10 minutes on the site right now, it's probably an attempt to sort of...
Oh, is it, like, in slow mode?
Yeah, probably to like make sure that they're not overwhelmed with shit, but we see how good that's working. Because this place is burning down. Let's see here. is this an actual thread? Like, I don't even know if these are like actual threads or not. This is an actual thread. What kind of Castlevania game would you want? And it's a legitimate thread that started today. Wow, there are people that are still here. Like, I'm viewing this right now just because it's entertainment value, but as soon as this is all over, like, I'm never clicking on that fucking place again because I'm not giving him my money.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing it. So, all right, guys. I don't know if there's anything else. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention one thing the other day while we were on the podcast. One other game that I had played that I forgot to mention. Divinity Original Sin 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really recommend that game, by the way. It's fucking cool. I never played the last game, but, you know, there was some time ago, I think it was Gabe and Garrett, actually, who I think we were doing, like, our end-of-year discussions, and we were talking about The Witcher 3 and just how open it was and how much lore and dialogue with everybody there was. And then they mentioned, I think, that, yeah, Divinity Original Sin had that going for that game, too, and it was so big. And it was really cool because the game doesn't hold your hand at all. It just, you know, lets you in the game and says, here you go, have fun, figure things out. And I never got around to playing that, but I've been playing Divinity Original Sin 2, and it is really good. It kind of reminds me of Dragon Age Origins to a certain degree. But, like, I think it's a lot, I think, and not in every way, but I think it's a lot better. Yeah.
For all the games that I suggest to you, and you come back going, this is amazing, this is a very good game.
That's a good impression.
You both fuckers still have to play Dragon Quest Builders.
You know
I
what?
The first, no, oh no, I did not. I've only played like 2 hours of that game. I will get around to it. Actually, it's funny you say that because I was like, oh, should I play something before like I get Mario and Wolfenstein on Friday? And I was looking at my copy of Dragon Quest Heroes 2. I'm probably going to start. I might start that.
I'm tempted because they have a new copy of the game at my local GameStop. And for the longest time, the price tag has been $40. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not sure if I'm going to enjoy that mashup. Like, I love Dragon Quest and I love Minecraft now, but like, I don't know how well they would work together for me. So $40 was a little steep, but it's been out for a while. And that's, I was checking the website the other day. It's $25 at my local now for the new copy. So if it wasn't for the fact there are so many games coming out that I want to play like right now, I would have bought it the other day. I had it in my hand. God, it'll happen eventually. But now's not the time. I'm balancing, you know, Divinity here and there. I'm playing South Park, Cuphead, Shadow of War here and there. And I'm picking up Mario Odyssey this weekend, and I might be picking up, well, I'm definitely picking up Assassin's Creed. Can't play that yet though. And I'll probably pick up Wolfenstein if I decide to switch over from Battlefront. So, you know,
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear the last part.
So can I just give one quick shout out to, sure, former, I assume, former NeoGAF user Hickbilly Deluxe with possibly the greatest going out post I've seen so far yet. Okay, this is Hickbilly Deluxe talking. I am a raging alcoholic, no lie. I am having my third 75-25 Jack and Coke right now. I have no regrets. It's who I am. I'm divorced somewhat from my own fault and somewhat from hers. It happens. I have a few kids out there, one I know for sure to be mine, but I ain't paying for any of them. That makes me a deadbeat father, I guess. I work a dead-end job, making dead-end money, which is a situation that will never improve due to my lack of education and the motivation to further it. I'll never be internet famous or infamous like you, but that's probably for the better. In the end, I will die alone, unloved, and forgotten, buried in a pauper's grave with nobody to mourn my loss. But you know what, you slimy piece of shit? None of that matters, because at least I can say this. I never sexually assaulted a woman and blamed her. Seriously, you fucking pathetic speck of a man. That alone makes you far worse than me, and here's why.
And we should just close with this. This was
pretty much. We should.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll be back next time with an actual show.
With actual news, actual games will have been played.
Yeah, this was just a reactionary, like, this is so crazy. We can't believe what's going on right now. Let's get together and talk about it a little bit, podcast.
Yeah.
Just to sort of supplement. This was a freebie, if you will. This was just a little extra, you know, a supplement. So we'll see you again next time, everybody. Have a good night. And until next time, I'm Michael Zupan.
I'm Barry Gooster.
And I'm Gabe.
Have a good night.
Peace out.